Listening Library presents Jasper Dash and the Flame Pits of Delaware by M.T. Anderson. Read for you by Mark Cashman. Part 1. An Eye for an Eye. Chapter 1. When Lily Gefelte got out of bed on the morning of the big game, she looked out the window to see what kind of a day it was going to be. She discovered that it was the kind of day when a million beetles crawl out of the ground and swarm the streets, forecasting evil. She didn't know about the evil yet, of course. She just saw the million beetles, brown and restless, dropping from trees and mobbing fire hydrants. She was not usually disgusted by beetles or anything else, but these did not seem natural. She went to look up beetles online. Her eyes narrowed. She blew her bangs off her face. No question, it wasn't the time of year for beetles. No, not the time of year for beetles, but as it turned out, it was indeed the time of year for evil. On that fall day, a white van had rolled into town, filled with wickedness. It had turned off the highway at dawn. It headed for Lily's school. It was headed for the town of Pelt's big game. Quite often, when evil comes to town, animals get restless. Horses whinny. Dogs bark at the windows. Dolphins hide their shiny pates and chitter. And in this case, the bugs, which had just settled down for the winter, crawled back out of their dens, filled with unease. Of course, Lily didn't.